Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Mesechta Chulin, Daf Nun Vav. And we're going to start with a Hagdama to the whole inyan of Treifais Ba'if. We find that in this parak, the Mishnayos HaMechalik between the Treifais Be'behema and the Treifais Ba'if. But Be'emes, the Gemara in the beginning of the parak says that there are only Yudches Treifis Shenemru L'Moshe Mesinai. And those Yudches Treifis are counted out in the Sugyas earlier by Behema. So if we find different Treifis Ba'if, are we going to say that Be'emes there's more than the number of Yudches? So the answer is Avadinisht. Be'emes, the Yudches Treifis are the Yudches Avais, the general categories within the Treifis. But within the Yudches Treifis, there are many pratim and many toildais and subcategories of treifas. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita counts out lemaisa 70 different treifas. Those are all the different subcategories within the main avos of the treifas, which are yudches. Therefore, any treifas that we're going to find ba'if more than what was written by Behema, be'emes, we have to say that those are also subcategories of the original yudches treifas, which are written by Behema. So ad kan this hakdama. But now, there's an important taisafa. The Gemara brings down a braisa, Tani Levi, treifos shamanu chachamim bebehema, kenegdan ba'if. All the treifos that we find by behema, kenegad them, those are the treifos ba'if. Besides for one exception, Zak Levi, yesar alehan oif, nishbar ha'etzem, afal pishalei nikiv krum shalmayach. There is one taisafas treifos which we find by oif, which is not by behema, which is nishbar the etzem, the skull, even though it's not nikiv krum shalmayach. And the Gemara explains that it's going by a oif shalmayim, which has a krum rach. Therefore, that kind of oif is going to be treifa with the nishbar hagagailus alone, which is something which we don't find bechlal by behema. Now, based on what we said previously, we're going to have to say that that's not an extra treifa be'emes. That's be'emes included in the category of nikiv krum shalmayach. Just because its krum is rach, therefore, it gets to the treifus of Nikav Krum Shalmayach with Nishbara Etzem alone. But it's not a new treifa to give it a number of Yud Tes. Let's understand this better. Be'emes, this that the Gemara says, that the Krum of Oif Shalmayim is Rach, there's a machlekes between Rashi and Taisvis how to understand that. Rashi in our Sugi B'divir Maschel, the Krum Rach says, Hilkach ki Nishbara Etzem su loikai Krum. Therefore, as soon as the etzem of the gogelus is nishbar, the krum is not going to have a kiyum. It's going to memela be soifai linakev. The fee that it's a vada barer, that this is not a new category of treifus. This is mamishay halacha of nikiv krum shomayach. What is the schadish by an oif shomayim just is that even though so far, up till now, the krum has been left untouched and there's no nekev, it has already a din of nikiv krum shomayach because of the halacha of soifai linakev. So if you're Rashi, it's mamish obvious that this is not an extra category of treifas. Now, Rabbi Kivager and Gilin Ashas, right there on Rashi, is Mitzayin a Taisis later on, and the Ayin Vavam with Beis, B'divya Maschel Ifsik. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of Nitl Tzaymes Agiden, which means that if some of the sinews by the Tzaymes Agiden are Nifsak, it's going to be a treifa. And the Gemara over there is Masber, that there's a difference between an animal and a bird. By an animal, it's only a treifa if rive of them are nifsak. And the Gemara has a machlekes if it means either rive minyan or rive binyan, or rive minyan and rive binyan, ayin sham besugya. Ba'akapanim, you need a rive. Whereas by a oif, there are 16 gidin over there, and even if only one of them is nifsak, it's already going to be a treifa. So the chayra comes out that there's an extra treifa which is found by oif, which is not by behemoth. Because if it's nifsak gid echad, by an oif it's a treifa, and by behema not. Fractisis over there, why isn't that included in Levi's memra of yeser aleihem oif? And for taisvis bezel loshen, leishayich lemisni gabe yeser aleihem oif, misham dechashen nifsak echad mehen, soif kulan lipasek. Once one of them is nifsak by oif, because they're weak, they're all going to be nifsak. Ad kan divya taisvis. So if kveiger means to be ma'irer, imkain you see from taisvis, that in a situation which is soifai li pasek, doesn't even qualify to be included in the yeser of Levi. Not only isn't that a new category, that's not gerechent even to be a new subcategory, because a soifai is mamish hainuach. So Imkain, Reb Kivagar is bothered that Taisus cannot learn like Shitas Rashi in our sugya, that if it's nishbar the etzma gulgailis, that it's soif krum shalmaich lipasek. Because if that were to be true, Levi would never say on that, yeser alein oif. That's not something new bachlal. That's mamish nikiv krum shalmaich. Ad kana mavur from Taisus over there. So what does Taisus hold pshat and Levi is? Bechreich Taisus must hold that even if it's not soifli inakev, still the halacha is going to be that by an oif shal mayim it's going to be a treifa. And the chayr, the pshat pashat is that because the krum is rach, therefore it doesn't properly protect the mayach of oif shal mayim once the gulgailis, the etzem, is nishbar. Nevertheless, Tzarech Leimar, the Taisus is still going to hold, like we said, that that's not considered a new category. This is also going to be a subcategory of Nikav Krum Shomayach, because Be'etzem, it's the same Shairish. Just like by Nikav Krum Shomayach, it's a Treifa because of the fact that the Mayach is not protected, so too by an Oif Shomayim, even if the Krum is not actually Nikav, but the Etzem fact that it's exposed, and the Krum is Rach, that also doesn't give it enough protection, and it has the same Mitzius of Treifus as if it would be Nikav Mamish. So it comes out that we have a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis in a situation where something is a treifa be'oif, because it's soifai to reach a situation which is a treifa even by behema. Would that be considered yeser alein oif or not? Lefi Rashi, it is considered yeser alein oif, because that's exactly the case of Nishbara Etzem. It's soifai that it's going to reach a point of Nikav Krum Shomayach. Whereas according to Taisvis, something that's soifai is already bechlal that etzem treifa, and that would not warrant Levi to call it yeser alein oif. Elamai bechreach, we're not talking about such a kind of a treifa. V'ulai yesh lahaisif, that maybe this is talui on a mayor de kenidim, which we spoke about b'siyata d'shmaya b'arichas earlier in the shir and daf mamhei, as to how to understand this yisoid, which we find in so many places in this parak, that a soifai liyes treifa already has a din treifa today. Mitzad echad, we mentioned that the Chassam Sofer and the Prima Gadim also has a tzad like that. They hold that currently Avada, in this matziv, where it's only Sofer Linakev, the animal could live for a very long time. It's not Davka going to die within 12 Chadashim. Nevertheless, already has Yenadin Trefa, mitzad the klal of Kola Oimid Liyais Trefa, Kola Oimid Linakev, it already gets the dinim of the Trefa already today. That's mitzad Echad. Mitzad Cheni, we mentioned that the Yamshel Shleime and the Prima Gadim also brings a tzad like that. They hold that the Etzem Matziv of weakness, this condition, that it's a Soifai, that has the same problem, the same effects on the animal, as if the Nekev is already present. And therefore, the current Metzias of Soifai has a Dintrefus Mitzad Atzmai, and it's not going to live for 12 Chadashim. Ayin Shom Barucha, that we were maisef to be masber, that maybe this is tali in a machlekes, the ran and the rush, ve'ein kam mekayim bay. So ula yesh leimar, that maybe this is at the shayrish of the machlekes Rashi and Taisus as well. We can say that Taisus holds, like the shita of the Chassam Sofer and that sad of the Prima Gadim, that it mitzad atzma isn't a treifus. It's only because it's oimit to be a treifa, Sofer liyas treifa, already has it in treifa today. Im kain, it's mamish yenid in treifa mamish. And there's no makom to be maisif and to consider that a yeser at all. Mashenk and Rashi, he can possibly hold, like the shita of the Yamshel Shleime, that already currently, once the animal develops this condition that it's soifai, that itself impacts the animal ba'ifin, that it's a treifa already today. So it comes out, although it's the same shayrish as if it would be nikrav krum shomayach, but it's not the exact same mitzias. There's a mitzias of nikiv mamish, and there's a mitzias of a weakness of soifai, which the mitzad atzma is also a treifa. Therefore, Levi can properly consider that a yeser ba'if, that it also has a treifa of soifai, and not just the treifas of nikuv krum shomayach. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's be marchiv a little more. It comes out, lefi devarenu, that avada when Levi says yeser aleim oif nishbar etzem v'chulu, he doesn't mean to say that that's an extra category, a number you test on the treifa list. Rather, he means to say that that's another subcategory within the already existing categories. So in effect, it comes out, what is Levi saying? Levi is saying that the treifas which we find by oif and the treifas that we find by behema are exactly identical. There aren't any even subcategories by oif which are not by behema. The only one yaitzim in a klal which is even only a subcategory is the nishbar ha'etzem of a oif shalmayim. But other than that, all the treifas are exactly identical. Levi does not mean to say that there's a new category by oif, because like we said, there isn't a number of your tests, there's only yudches. So Levi Bechrech is talking about subcategories and not major categories. Ubecholzois Levi teaches us that the only extra subcategory which is found is Nishbara Etzem by Oif Shalmayim, but otherwise they're all identical legamri. This is a very, very important observation, and with this we're going to have to go through all the new treifas which the Gemara speaks of by oif, and point out why they aren't even considered new subcategories, but rather they're mamish be'emes identical to the treifas of behema, and at the same time also point out why it was necessary for Chazal to teach it us by oif, even though in effect they're really be'etzem, the exact same treifas which are found by behema. Now, be'emes, as we'll see, there's a major machlekes rishainim if Levi's klal, that there's only one extra subcategory by oif over by behema, is that an across-the-board klal, there's only one and no more, or there are exceptions to the rule. And that comes out, mitoich divrei ha-mishneh, that says that there's a treifas by oif, by nafla la'or, v'nechmeru b'nei me'eha. Im yerukim psulim, im adumim ksherim. And the Gemara is masber, that we're talking about the halakim of the b'nei me'ayim, like the korkov on the lev and the kavod, which are naturally red. So if on account of their exposure to the fire they became green, it's going to be a treifa. Now the Rishonim talk about, is this treifas only kayim by an oif, or it's kayim by a behema that falls into fire as well? And the Rosh, in our Mishnah, brings down three shitas Rishonim. The shita of the Rosh himself is that be'etzem, essentially, such a kind of condition by a behema would also render it a treifa, just as not shayach b'metzias. Because of the anatomy of the behema, if it falls into a fire, it's never going to happen that the inner bnei me'ayim become affected by the fire before the animal itself dies because of the heat. Therefore, Zok Rosh, on a practical level, it's only by oif and not by behema. Memela Zok Rosh, we can understand why Levi doesn't include this in the Yasser Alein oif. Because Yasser Alein oif means a condition where even if that exact condition were present by a behema, would not be a treifa, and it's only a treifa by oif. But here, that it's just a mitziyastik problem, it's not considered a yeser, and Shaper, the Mishnah adds it in to oif, and it doesn't say it by a behema. We have to speak out, why the chayre is this treifa not an extra treifa in the minion of yudches? It should be treifa number yudches. And the answer is that the damage that the fire does to those specific evarim is exactly the same damage that happens with Nikav. And Be'emes came before in the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yisrael Ben Yeshua, Shir Yerukasan Kishir Nukuvasan. Ma Nukuvasan B'mashu, Af Yerukasan B'mashu. The fact that the Gemara is Toile, the Yerukasan, the Shir of Yerukasan with the Shir of the Nekev, that's Mashma, that the problem that's present by Yerukasan is the same problem that's there by Nukuvasan. Memela, it's only a subcategory of Nikav Alev v'chulu. Al Kapanim, Shitas HaRosh is, like we mentioned, that Be'etzem, there's no nafkamina in this hezek between Behema and Oif. It's just impossible for practical reasons by Behema. The second Shita that the Rosh brings down is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that even if such a situation does occur by Behema, it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be a treifa. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud, and his lashon is Ushtei treifas yesh ba'if yaisam min behema va'af abishyesh len oisan evarim. There are two treifas on which we can say that an oif is yeser than a behema. Ve'elu hain, and the Rambam counts out oif shenishtanu marav me'av machmas or this halach of nafal or, and also the case of Levi oif amayim shenakav etzem roishay. So it comes out the Rambam says that be'emes al pi halacha. This is also another example of a yeser, a condition which is more by oif that we don't find by a behema. Now the obvious question is, Harei Levi doesn't say that there are two nafkaminas. Levi only says that there is one yeser. How could the Rambam be Moisif another Yeser? So the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah over there on the Rambam, they say that that's not Shver. Because this, that Levi is Mitzamtzem and says that there's only one Yeser, that just means chutz from what's Mevor Meforish in the Mishnah. Besides from what's clear in the Mishnah, which those are obviously Yeseris V'Aifim V'Meima, Levi's going to be Maisef, he brings down the Brisa, there's also the Nishbara Etzem by Oif Shalmayim. But Avada, there are other ones as well, Uchamavur B'Masnisim. Adkan the Shitas Rambam in this Inyan. Hayyate, do you have a Machlaikis, the Rush and the Rambam, if Levi's coming Lafuki, that there are absolutely no other cases of Yeser, that's the Shita of the Rush, or Levi just means that besides for what's Meforish in the Mishnah, there's another one solitary case of Yeser, that's the Shitas Rambam. The third sheet that's brought down on the Rush is the sheet of the Bala Itur. He says that Be'emes, this trefis of Nafl Le'or, is also Shaykh by Behema, and it's also going to be a trefa by Behema. The reason that the Mishnah brings it down specifically by Oif is because being that it's much more Shchiach, that the Oif should be affected from the Or than the Behema. Therefore, it's specifically by Oif that the Halacha is that if it's Nafl Le'or, you have to be Baidik if it's Nech Merumeyav. Whereas by Behema, even if it's Nafal Ar, Bistam, we're not Chayshish that it was Nechmur Meimav, and you don't Meimav, and you don't have to be Chayshish for it. Only if we actually saw it in front of us that it was Nechmur Meimav, then by Behema it would be Trefa as well. Adkan, three Shitas in regards to Nafal Ar, if it applies only to Eif or even to Behema. Now, Lechaira, Alpi Kol Advar Me'ele, we have to talk about this that the Mishnah brings down a case of Nikiv HaKorkavan. Now, for starters, Nikiv HaKorkavan, which is obviously only by Oif and not by Behema, doesn't present a problem that there's an extra trefa as far as the minion of Yitches is concerned, because the Korkavan of Ada, which is one of the stomachs, is included in the general category of the Nikavim that we find by the stomachs of a Behema, Nikiv HaKeres, Nikiv HaHemsis, Ubeis HaKaisis, etc. Nevertheless, L'chayr D'Zahara, why wasn't this counted as one of the things that is Yeser Ba'if Mi Behema? So now let's work it out, Lefi the Shitais of the Rush and the Rambam. Lefi the Shita of the Rush, that when Levi says Yeser Alein Oif, he means only specifically this case and no other case. However, the Rush does say that Levi doesn't include the things that are not Shaykh Behema. Therefore, we can safely say that Nikav Akorakavan as well, even though it's only Ba'if and not Behema, but being that it's not Shaykh Behema, because such an Aver doesn't exist. Therefore, Levi does not have to count that as a Yeser. Lefi the Rambam, it's not clear if the Rambam holds of this Klal of the Rush or not, because he haray holds that by Behema it's Shaykh the Metzias of Nechmerumeyav, and he holds it is included in the Yeser. But even if we say that the Rambam does not hold of the Shita of the Rush, and he holds that although it wouldn't be Shaykh by Behema, that's not a reason not to count it in the Yeser. Nevertheless, Lechayr, it's not Shver, because even if Nikav HaKorkavan is Be'etzem a Yeser Be'eif Mi Behema, Levi doesn't have to count it out, because it's Meforish in the Mishnah. But Be'emes, there is a Ha'ar on the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam himself count it out? Why does the Rambam say only Shtei Trefes Yesh Be'eif Yeser Min HaBehema, and why doesn't he say that there's Shalosh, because there's Nikav HaKorkavan, which is Be'eif and not Be'behema? But Lechayr, that also is not Shver, Uchamavur B'divei Rambam Atzma, in Parak Vav Halachi Yud Zayin, Vizel Hashaynei, Ha'ayif ain like keres v'lay meses v'lay beis ha'kaisis. Ha'ayif doesn't have these parts of the stomach that a behema has, the keres and the hemses and the beis ha'kaisis. Avol zok derambam, yesh like kenegdan zefek v'korkavan. Keneged that, the ha'ayif has his stomach, which is a zefek v'korkavan. And then the Rambam fears ois, v'chala treifais shoven ain be'behema chaya v'ayif. So the chaya, the Rambam means to tell us, that in this Inyan, the Korkavan, that is the Bimkain for the Hemsis and the Beis HaKaisis. So it's not even a considered an extra subcategory, the fact that there's a Trefus Ba'if of Nikav HaKorkavan. Rather, that is identical, and that is the substitute for the exact same Trefa, which is present by Behema, which is Nikav HaHemsis U'Beis HaKaisis. Adkan this Inyan, Behar Chava, to explain the extra Trefus which we found by Oif over those that are found by Behema. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Mishnah brings down one of the Trefas Ba'if, Hiksa Chulda Reisha, Makaim Sha'isa Isa Trefa. A Chulda digs its teeth into the head of the Oif. in a place that it makes it a treifa, meaning in a place where it would make it a nikriv krum shalmayach. And the Gemara brings down, Rav Shmuel V'Levi de Amri, machnes yadi lefnim ubaidik, v'chulu v'chulu, how to be baidik whether or not the krum shalmayach was nikriv or not. Now, this that the Mishnah says that it's a treif of a hikzachul da reisha, Rashi says over there, v'divya maschul hikzachul da reisha, chayshinan l'nikivas krum. We're chayshish for nikivas krum. That means to say, it's possible that we'll be baidik like it's mavur b'gemara, and we'll find out that it's kosher. But until we do the bedika, it's going to be a treifa. Once we do the bedika, could be we'll find out that it's be'etzem kosher. Azoy is medayik, the Rashash, in our sugya, and he brings that Azoy state also on the Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch. Frek the Rashash will feed that Amari de Kakasha. Comes out that the treifas which is counted in the Mishnah of Hikzachul Da'Reisha doesn't mean that it's definitely a treifa. It just means that it's an occurrence which is mechayiv a bedika. And calls man, we're not mevarer, we're going to have to be chayshish that it's a treifa. Nevertheless, it's included in elu treifas ba'if. On the opposite spectrum, however, we see in the end of the Mishnah, daris of a tarfa b'kaisel ha-shiritzatz to behemah mafachasa, v'shasa me'ezleis, which is a case where it has the treifas of nefula. There, the Mishnah says, k'sheira, if it waits me'ezleis, it's kosher. Nevertheless, the Gemara says on Mvavam al-Beis, Am Rabbi Lazar ben Antignus, Mishnah Rabbi Lazar ben Yanai, Achazu v'Achazu tzricha bedika. This that the Mishnah says that it's kshera doesn't mean that it's automatically kosher. It's only if it undergoes a bedika, that's when it's kosher. Hayayitze, that this case also, calls man, we don't do a bedika, it's going to be a treifa. If you do a bedika, it's kshera. Imkein l'chayr, we see a merit kastir in the Mishnah, Tainat the Rashash. What does the Mishnah consider a treifa? Something that as of yet, we have to be chayshish that it's a treifa. But we could be baidik and be machshir. Does that deserve to be categorized as a treifa, or does that deserve to be categorized as kshera? Mitzad echad, in the case of hikzachul da'reisha, we see that it's considered a treifa, although it's possible to be baidik and it's going to be kosher. Mitzad sheni, we see in the seifa of the Mishnah, in the case of darsa, that it's considered a kshera, being that if you're baidik, it'll be kosher, although kol zman that we're not baidik it, we have to be chayshish and it's going to be a treifa. So the Mishnah is a stira minei abei, b'tzarech iyan gadol. So the emes is that this kasha of the Rashash is already kamat mefurish in the Shagas Aryeh Simen Samach Dalet. The Shagas Aryeh over there discusses whether the din bedika that we need by Nefula is that midar raiser or that's only midar abonon. And he brings that in the Ran Masechta Beitza Daf Lama Dalet, it's mevur that he held that the chshash, even after Shoasam Eis Leis, is a deraisa de kachshash, and even on a deraisa level, we cannot be machsherit unless we do bedika. However, the Shagas Aryeh himself disagrees, and he holds it's only a chumrim midrabanan. And he brings raias ledvarav, and toich dvarav, he's mechiachit from our Mishnah. Vizel shain kachoy. Vahainu demistim leistumi. This is why the Mishnah can say it bestamus. Darsa vitarfa bekaisel. That's why the Mishnah could say b'stamas that it's kosher. V'leitnan b'masnisin d'tzricha b'dika achar ha'shchita. Elab de b'gemara amri amirai ha'sam d'tzricha b'dika. The Mishnah itself doesn't say that you need b'dika. Only the Gemara says you need b'dika. Zag de shakis aryeh v'aiter v'i b'dika zumen ha'tayra heich tana k'sheira stama. How is it possible for the Mishnah to say b'stamas that it's kosher if it needs a b'dika min ha'Torah? Kivan da dayin b'chusar es b'dika. That's the Shagas Aryeh's taina. Now, he doesn't bring the Rashash's raya that the Mishnah minayu bay from the reisha of hikzachul da'reisha, makom shayso is a treifa, it's a treifa, that itself is gufa raya that we can't be soysam and say k'sher b'makom b'dika. He's mechavenin to it on his own. He holds min ha'svara, we would not be able to be soysam and say k'shera if it still required a b'dika. Therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, Bechreach vade bedikazu drabanani, vetane dina deraisaktani. And the Tana is only saying, minatayra that it's kosher. Although drabanan requires an extra bedika, that's a side point, and the Mishnah is not talking about that, and the Mishnah says, bestamus kshera. The Maisa, it's still a chiddish, that even though it's only midrabanan, that the Mishnah bestamus would say kshera. Akapanim, that's the word of the Shagas Aryeh. The Maisa, however, the Shagas Aryeh himself is Maida, that only works L'shita Sai, that it's only the Rabbanan. The feed around that holds us the Raisa, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah Bamas? So over there in the Shagas Aryeh, the Kuntras Achrein brings down a Pshat, from Harav Agadol Meirenu Rav Elya Nerayar. Zog the Kuntra Sakhan Azai. Lefi the Ran, you can say that Be'emes, we have to be medayik the Lashon of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Doris of a Tarfa Bekais of a Chulu Vechulu, Vishasa Me'es Le'es, Vishachta Ksheira. Why does the Mishnah have to say the word Vishachta? Obviously, we're talking about that you were Sheikhatit. That's not the Naisi of our Mishnah to tell us that we can't eat Avram and Achai. The Mishnah is just telling us Hilchas Treifas. Zaktet Kuntras Achrim B'Shem Revelia, the reason why the Mishnah says Vishachta is in order to be Meramis to us that the Kashrus is only verified after the Shechita, which is when we could do the Bedika. But Kolzman, it wasn't Shachta, even mitzad the Treifas Shabbai, we're still Mechayiv to be Chayshish, because we did not yet do the Bedika, then maybe it's still a Treifa. Adkan Divrei, Revelia brought down in the Kuntras Achrim. Now the emes is, this may be a good teretz on the Shagas Aryeh's question, how could the Mishnah say Bistamas Ksheira if you have to do Bedika? But on the Rosh Hashanah's question, that the Rosh Hashanah compares it to the Reish of the Mishnah, the Chayr, this teretz doesn't suffice. Because in the Reish of the Mishnah we see that B'makom where you need Bedika, the Mishnah says Bistamos Treifa. The Mishnah doesn't say in the Reish like it says in the Seifa, Vishachta Ksheira. So it's still Shver, why the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, that in the Reish of B'makom where it's Treifa calls mine, you don't do Bedika, the Mishnah calls it Bistamos Treifa, whereas in the Seifa it says Vishachta Ksheira. So I'd like to suggest B'siyata D'Shmaya another teretz. And this is Behektim, Emachleikis, Rashi, and the Rambam, which we spoke about earlier, B'siyata D'Shmaya, in the Shir Tadaf Nun Aleph. We know that in the Etzem Treifas of Nefula, which is the Treifas in our Mishnah that the Mishnah calls Darsa V'Tarfa B'Kaisal, Oysha Ritzatzta Behema U'Mifarcheses, the Etzem Treifas of Nefula is because it creates a Risuk Eivarim. U'Chumavur B'Eirech, in the Sugya earlier, on Daf Nun Aleph, and in Rashi in our Mishnah. Now this, that the Gemara says it requires a Bedika, Nechelku Rashi and the Rambam, why we need a Bedika. Rashi says, V'zeh L'shaynei, on our Daf, Nun Vavam Adbeiz, V'divir Maschel Tzvicha Bedika, Ava B'sha Shoasa Me'es L'Eis, D'Shema Nishbara Shedra, V'nefsa Kachot. That means to say, as far as the Risa Kevarim, which is the Etzem Trefus of Nefula, is concerned, once it's Shoasa Me'es L'Eis, we no longer have a Chashash for that. Just chutz mizeh, there's another chash which is neilat ayidei the nefila. Maybe besides for the etzem treifas of nefila, it also incurred a treifas of nishbara shedra v'nifsakachot. And for that, the Gemara says it requires a bedika. V'chein mevur b'divri Rashi and Dafnan Aleph, and we spoke about it then v'arichas b'siyata d'shmaya. However, the Shitas HaRambam is mevur that it's for the etzem treifas of nefula of risak evarim that we require a bedika. For the Rizak Evarim Atzmai, it's not enough to have Shasa Meis Les. We also need to do a Bedika. And we were Masber that this is Be'emes, Amachleikis, Rashi, and the Rambam, the Shitasam, how to understand the Etzem Mitzios of Rizak Evarim. Rashi Shita is that it's Piro Kacholyais. That's something, Kamavur B'Rishainim, and their Hezber of Shitas Rashi, that's not discernible idea of Bedika. There's no way to do that with a Bedika. Therefore, it requires a Shasa Meis Les, and the Bedika does not affect the Bechlal. If the Gemara says that it requires a Bedika besides, Be'achrech, that's for a side Treifus, which Rechayshish happened through the Nefila. However, the Rambam is Mavor, that he holds that the definition of Risak Evarim means that there's a Shinoi Tzura in the Evarim. That's something that's discernible. Therefore, when the Gemara says that we do a Bedika, we assume that the Bedika is not for a side Treifus, but rather the Bedika is for the Risak Evarim itself. Why is Bedika alone not enough? Why does it require a Shehiyah Meis Leis besides? That we spoke about then in the Shir and Daf Nun Aleph, Shimu Uschi Nafshechem. Hayayitze, Shenechleku, Rashi V'Rambam, if the Bedika is a Nefula Dikadim Bedika, or it's a Zaitikadim Bedika. The Firashi L'Shitasai, Shapur, we can understand the Shinei HaLoshan and the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which brings down Darsa V'Tarfa B'Kaisol, Aishirit Satzta Behema V'Cheses V'Chulu, our Mishnah is specifically coming to tell us the din of Nefula. And in regards to the din of Nefula, Be'emes, once it's Shasa Me'es Les, the halacha is Pashit Ksheira. There is no more Kshash anymore. True, the Gemara is going to tell us, on the Afton Vav Amud Beis, Amar Abelezer Ben Antignais, that it requires a Bedika because as this occurrence occurred, other Kshashas were also Nailed. But that's not the Naisi of the Mishnah Bechlal. The Naisi of the Mishnah is purely in regards to Nefula, and in regards to that, it's absolute Ksheira. It's only in the ratio of the Mishnah, Hik Zecholda Ha-Raisha, where there, the Etzem Treifus that we're talking about is a Treifus of Nikav Krum Shamayach. And it's in regards to that Treifus Gufa that were Chayshish that it was Nikav and it requires a Bedika. There, the Mishnah tells us that it's Treifa. Memele, it's Muven Hetev, Lefishitas Rashi, Shitasai, Techilik Aloshin, between the Reisha and the Seifa. Adkan this Shikol, and now let's go weiter to the next Indian. The Gemara brings down that it's a machlekes between the Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, if the bedika that's done by Hiksacholda Reisha to check whether or not it's Nikav Krum Shamayach, is that bedika done biyad, or that bedika is done b'machat or b'masmer. Rabbi Nechemya holds that the bedika biyad does not suffice. It's not a good enough bedika. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemya tainet Rabbi Yehuda, ad mosai atamachel liYisrael nevelus. Until when are you going to be machshel the Yidden to eat nevelus? In fact, the Gemara nevelus v'ashchutahi. It's not a nevelus, just a chash treifa. And for the Gemara, enachanami ella treifas. We should be goyres on mosai tamachel Yisrael treifas. Taisus with the Maschel nevelus asks the question on the Gemara's question. Frek Taisus, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, a chamavur in the Gemara's Vachim, Taf Samach Tesam at Beis, is that Shchitas Ha'oif Eina Metaheres Trefasa Mitamasa. That means, although by a behemoth the halacha is that if you shech the trefa, it does not have any tumas nevela whatsoever, it is tahar, it's just asr bachila. Nevertheless, by a oif, if it's a trefa, the Shchita is not metaharit from the tuma, and it's learned out from the pasuk that says, Nidvelo trefa la yoichal litamava. Mevor, that trefa, al kapana by a oif, also has tuma. Factitis, so comes out, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita himself is, that a oif trefa is be'ames tamei tumas nevela. So I'm Cain, the Gemara shouldn't have a kasha on the nusach of Rabbi Nechemya's kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya's kasha, lefi Rabbi Shita's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, is meduya ketiv. Ad mosei atamachel nevelis l'Yisrael. Because you, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, who you hold, that a trefa by oif has tumas nevela, lefi your Shita, I hold bedika biyad is a problem of being machal Yisrael nevelis. That's Taisus' question. And Taisus has two answers, either because of Nechemya the Makshin doesn't hold like that, or Anachanami, the Gemara's taina is only at this point in the Havin of the Gemara, that the Gemara did not yet know that Rabbi Yehuda hews the Baal HaMemra that says that bedika biyad is enough. But we're going to focus on Taisus' kasha mitzad atzmai. Taisus assumes that if Rabbi Yehuda says that Shchita Sa'if is not mitar the trefa mitamasa, that means to say, l'chayre, that it has tumas nevela. And memela, the nusach of admasi atamachal nevelais is correct. The sefer na'ais Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kahana Shapira, the son of Rabbi Zalman Sender, the brother of the Dvar of Ram, he's ma'ayr, that Rashi Masech Tzvachim is mavur, that that's not the way to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rashi says over there, Masech Tzvachim daf samach tesam at beiz, Rashi says that the tumah of treifas is already there mechayim. If a person would take off a piece of the animal mechayim, he would become tamei, even if it's not an actual evir menachai, because it doesn't have basar gidon vatsamais, so it doesn't have the tumah mitzad evir menachai. It's going to be tamei mitzad treifas. And so Rashi v'zel l'shainai v'kivan d'shem treifa mevi l'tuva mechayim. Because mitzad the shem of treifa, it already has a tuma, even when it's alive. Ein shchita me elisba, the shchita doesn't help to be matarit. Zok Rashi she ein shchita mataris mishum treifa, ele mishum nevela. Shchita is only matir things that are kashur to the din of vela. But things that are kashur to the din of treifas, like over here where the tuma comes from the treifas shabai, that doesn't have the heter of shchita. So Hayyotze, Rashi is being masber to us that the lamdus of Rabbi Yehuda, why ain shchitasa matirasa mitamasa, is because being that the tumah is tied to its shem treifas, there's no such klal that shchita is ever matter anything that has to do with treifas. Shchita is only matter something that would come mitzad its din nevela. But being that the treifas over here is what's causing the tumah, that does not become nitar aide the shchita. Hare mefurish in Rashi, that the tumah that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us is a tumma mechudeshes mitzad the treifas shabai, and it's not a tumma mitzad the nevela shabai. Im kain, the chayre taisus kasha is not fair at all. Because even if you're Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, that it's tamei, It's Tami B'Tumah Mechudeshes of Tumah Shchuta. But the Lashon that the Gemara brings down, that Rabbi Nechemya said, that at the Machal Yisrael Nevelais, that's Avare, not Shaykh. So L'chayre, in our Taisus we see B'Pashtos, that he doesn't hold like Shitas Rashi, and he holds that the proper way to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that an oif, that it's a treifa, doesn't have the heter shchita b'chlal, and remains an avela. Memeila zog taisvis, that if you're a yudla shitasai, we can chopper have a tain on him, ad masay atamachel neveleis li Yisrael. Then Yais Yaakov over there, Simon Chav Gimel, besoif dvar of his daichet, and he wants to say that Taisus could agree with Rashi, and what Taisus means to say is, because the whole chaymer of nevela over treifa is only mitzad the tumma. If Lefira Yehuda, even a treifa also has tumma, there would be nothing wrong with using the nusach of nevela instead of shchuta. But akapanim avada al pipashtus, this taisus is mashma nalek Rashi, and it comes out that we have a major machlekes Rashi v'taisus how to understand shchitas of Yehuda and mesachta zvachim taf samach tesam beis that by a oif ain shchitasa mitaharasa. Lefira Rashi, the tumma is a new dun tumma mitzad the din of treifus. And that's why the shchita is not mitaret, but a vad that has no shaychas to the din of vela b'chlal. Whereas Lefi Taisvis, he holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'makam where the oif is a treifa, the shchita is not matir b'chlal and remains with a din nevela. Add kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah Amud Beis brings down eluk sheris ba'if, a whole list including hiksachul daraisha makam she'ena oisa is a treifa. Now the definition of makam she'ena is a treifa or makam she'ena is a treifa is mevor in Rashi earlier on daf nunvav and aleph in the middle of the divya matzav of elu treifas baif. Rashi over there says the katani makam she'ena is a treifa the hainu nikivas hakrum. It hit it in a place where it causes nikivas hakrum. Now l'chayre there's a mari tikah ha'ara on this mishnah because in this parak we have mishnayos of elu treifas b'behema elu ksheres b'behema. Elu treifas baif, ve'elu ksheres baif. Taisus earlier on daf membeis amud aleph divya maschol nikav, he's ma'irer. Once the Mishnah tells us elu treifas b'behema the entire list, we understand mechlal hein at the shamei alav. Anything that does not follow the criteria of elu treifas b'behema is obviously ksheres. So why does the Mishnah afterwards on daf nundalat have to count out elu ksheres b'behema? And Taisus explains in each specific case that's brought down on the Mishnah on daf nundalat, what chiddush there is that it's kosher, and why it isn't automatically understood, mikayach the mishnah of elu treifas b'behema. So hu adin and hu ha'inyan, le'inyan treifas ba'if, we have to make the same assumption. Once the mishnah tells us, on nunvav amud aleph elu treifas ba'if, we be'etzem should understand, mechlal heinat ha'shamei alav, that anything that's not included in the criteria of treifas ba'if, is obviously ksheres. If the mishnah takes pains to tell us on nunvav amud beis elu ksheres ba'if, there must be something that's not yet understood, Mikayach the first Mishnah, that has to be explained. So, L'chayre, this that the Mishnah tells us, Eluk Sheres Ba'if, Nikav Agageres Eishanistika, that we can say a pshat for, like Taisus himself says on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that in regards to Behema, the Mishnah says, Eluk Sheres Behema Nistika Hagageres, to tell us that if it's Nistak, that doesn't have the same halacha as Nifsak. Just like Taisus tells us that that's the pshat in Eluk Sheres Behema, we could say that that's also the pshat in Eluk Sheres Ba'if. The Mishnah is telling us that by Oif also, even though Chiyusai is Mu'it, there also Nistika Agageres does not have the same din as Nifsika Agageres. But when it comes to this phrase of the Mishnah, of Hiksa Chulda Raisha Mokam She'ena Isai Satrefa, it's a Chayr Tzarechi and Gadol. The Mishnah just told us that what is a Trefa? Hiksa Chulda Raisha Mokam She'isa Isatrefa. So obviously, Mechlal Heinat HaShamei Elav, the makam she'ena isayis a treifa is not going to be a treifa. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to be chayzer and tell us the opposite side of the coin and speak out that hiksachol da'raisha makam she'ena isayis a treifa that that is kshera? Tzarech Ian. So I found that this question is posed by the Melech HaShleima in Mishnayis. He says three terutzim, and we're going to mention one of his terutzim. Zakt Melech HaShleima that we know that the Gemara brings down Tani Levi, that an oif shel mayim has a chumre, that even in a case where the cholda only was shaver the etzem agulgailis, but he did not make it nikiv krum shalmayach, still it's going to be a treifa because krumay rach. Zakti melech ha'shleime, this is a chiddush of Levi. Why isn't it merumis in the Mishnah Bachlal? says the Melech Shlaimi Yeshlaimer that that's exactly what the Mishnah is coming to be Meramas over here in the second Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that Hiks Achol Da'Reisha Mokam She'ena Eisei Satrefa, that that's kosher, the Mishnah Yisera is coming to teach us that this that we said, that if it's only Shaver the Etzem and it doesn't break the Krum, that that's Kshera, that that's not a Trefa, that's only because it's a Mokam She'ena Eisei Satrefa. That's only because we're referring to an Eifshal Yabasha where such a condition does not make it a Trefa. But you should be Medayik from there, but in a case where this exact same case would yeah make it a treifa? There we never said that it's kosher. There it's going to be a treifa. Da'ainu, by an oifshal mayim, where the exact same condition cannot be classified as a mukam shein ois as a treifa, because there it will make it a treifa, there the halacha is going to be that it's actually going to be a treifa. Ad kan, the pirush hamechudish of the Melech HaShleimah to explain the extra lashon of this Mishnah. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah says, one of the Eilu Ksheris Baif is Nikiv HaZefek. Now the Gemara says that this, that Nikiv HaZefek is kosher, there's an exception to the rule. Amar Rabba V'Yitayim Reb Shuman Levi, Gagai Shal Zefek Nidain Keveshet. The Gaga of the Zefek has a din like the Veshet, like Rashi says, that it becomes a Trefa B'Nekev Mashu. And the Gemara says, Amar Avivi Baravaya, what's considered Gagai Shal Zefek? Kol Shen Nimtach Imoy, like Rashi is Masber, it's Nimshach after the Veshet. So because it's Nimshach to the Tzad of the Veshet, it has a din like the Veshet, that's Nikiv B'Masho. So L'chayra Al Pipashtus, this that Gagish Al Zefek has a din K'Veshet, that means that it is actually considered Al Pialocha Chelik of the Veshet. Therefore it has Trefis K'Veshet. And it's not included in the fact that Nikiv Al Zefek is Kosher, because it isn't halachically considered the Zefek, it's the Veshet. The Ran speaks out over here that this is only linen treifas. Don't think that if we're saying that it's a din of a Veshet, so you can actually do a Maisa Shchita in the Gagai Shal Zefek as well. No, linen that, it does not have a din of Veshet. Only linen hoches treifas does it have a din of Veshet. Now the Shaila is in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Zayin, which we mentioned earlier in reference to the Korkavan, he says, Ha'oif ain't like keres v'lay mesas v'lay beis ha'kaisis. Ha'oif is different than a behema, that it doesn't have those parts of the stomach, like keres, mesas, and beis ha'kaisis. Aval yesh like kenegdon zefek v'korkavon. Instead, it has a zefek v'korkavon, and the Rambam says, chala treifes shoven ain't be'behema chaya v'oif. Now, the Rambam continues to clarify that when he says zefek, he's referring to gagai shel zefek. But akalpanim, from the fact that the Rambam says that the Zefek is kenegdoi of the keres of a behema, is mevor that he does not hold, even by gagashol Zefek, that its treifas comes because it has a din of Veshet, and it's included in Nikiv of Veshet. Rather, he holds it's included in the din of Nikiv keres of Pnimi, and the Zefek is kenegdoi the keres of Pnimi of the behema. L'chayra, this is farkeret from the pashtus of the Meshmais of our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say that it has a din of a Veshet. The Rambam, however, is going to learn that nida and keveshet, that has the din like a veshet, that it's nikav b'mashu, but be'emes, it's included in the treifas of keres, keres apnimi, nikuvai b'mashu. Now the chidushe chazam sefer is ma'ir this ha'ara in the Rambam, and he says, a ma'ir dikepshat to be masber, why the Rambam says what he says. Zakdik sam sefer, that be'emes, the Gemara earlier on the Afnunam and Beis, talks about what's considered the keres apnimi, that the din is nikuvai b'mashu, and what's considered the keres achitzayna, that the din is it needs roif. Zag the Gemara, one of the shittas, Rabbi Vina Amar Gneva, tefach beveshet samach lekeres, zuhi keres hapnimis. And the Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph also brings down this memra, and the Gemara is masber, that it means the highest tefach of the keres, which is samach leveshet, that has a din that it's nikuvay b'masho. However, the rest of the keres, that's the keres achitzayna, and there the halacha is that it's dafka berubay. Zaktech sam sefer, so we see that the halacha of the keres is that the highest tefach, which is samach leveshet, it's nikuvay b'mashu, and it's dinay keveshet. Whereas the rest of the keres is not nimshach after the veshet, it doesn't have the din of nikuvay b'mashu, and that's dafka beroif. Memele zaktech sam sefer, that's exactly the halacha in regards to the zefak of a oif. The gagay shol zefak, which is a chelik that's nimshach achar ha-veshet, that's dinay b'mashu, just like the veshet. just like the halacha of keres hapnimis, which is dinai keveshet. Whereas the rest of the zefek, the Gemara says, according to the Tanakhama, it's only if it's nital. Nital means if it's taken away legamri, which is doimet to the halacha of keres achitzayna, that it's nikra berubay that it becomes a treifa. Memela comes out that the zefek ba'if has the exact identical halacha as the din of keres bebehema. Ad kan divrei hachsam sefer. Now, l'chayre, it sounds like the chsam sefer is telling us that the reason gufa why the tefach bekeres asamach leveshet in by a behema, the keres apnimis is dinai b'mashu, is because it also is nidain keveshet. So too, in regards to the zefek, the gagai shel zefek is nidain keveshet. Now, that's not to be taken literally, because avade, the halach of keres apnimis, is its own din treifas, it's its own number in the yudches treifas, and its din of nikah b'mashu is not because it has a halacha of a veshet. Rather, l'chayr, the kavan of the chsam sefer is that the reason why the keres apnimis is so sensitive and even a nekev b'mashu is much of it, that's because of its proximity to the veshet. It's a hemshech of the veshet. Memela, it has the same sensitivity, and a nekev b'mashu is also going to make it a treifa. It's its own category in hilchos treifas, but the tam of it is because it's nidain keveshet. This too is nikah b'mashu treifa, just like the veshet, which it is so close to. And that's also the same klal in regards to gagai shel zefek. Nidain keveshet doesn't mean that it has a din of a veshet. It also has the same sensitivity of the veshet, that just like in regards to the veshet, which it's so close to, if it's nikah b'mashu, it's a treifa. So too, the gagai shel zefek, it's going to be treifa midin nikah hakeres apnimi, because of its proximity to the veshet, and that makes that a nekev alone is also going to make it a treifa. Now, we have to speak out an important ar in the Chsam Sefer. It's mashma for the Chsam Sefer that he learns that halacha lemaisa, we paskin, that the keres apnimis is referring to the tefach asamach leveshet, and everything else is the keres achitzayna. That isn't really true. The Rambam himself paskins, like a different sheet than the Gemara earlier, that holds that the entire keres has halacha of keres apnimis, that it's nikev b'mashu, it's a treifa. And the keres achitzayna is referring to the basar achayfa as reva keres. So how's that going to be l'shitasai in what he says l'gabi zefek, that the gagai shel zefek, that the halacha is that it's b'mashahu, dumya to the keres. L'chayr by the keres alone, it's not only the gagai shel keres, the tefach asamach leveshet, that's nidain keveshet. The entire keres is nukuvasi b'mashahu. So why by zefek is it different? Vitzarach Leimar, that the Chsam Sefer only used that shita as a mashal in order to be able to explain the etzem concept that the nekev bekeres apnimis nemsach mitzad the fact of its proximity to the veshet. Now, according to the shita we paskin like, that the entire keres is nikuvim b'mashal, that's because he holds that the entire keres apnimis, the whole thing by behema, is close enough to the veshet to have the same sensitivity that even nikuv b'mashal is going to be a treifa, and only something that's as far away as the basar achayfes reva keres is not going to be nidin keveshet, and it's not going to be a din of reif. That's in regards to behema. Mashayank and the gabi aif, even he's going to be maskim kuli alma armaida, then in regards to a small aif, only the gagai shel zefek is going to be nimshach achar aveshet to have the din and the sensitivity of nikuvosei b'mashu, dumya to the entire keres apnimis by behema, whereas the rest of the zefek, that's going to be too far, and that's going to have a lach of only nitel kulai, dumya to the basar chayfas reva keres by behema, that's only a treifa by nikra rubai. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah brings down as one of the cases of the eluk sheres v'aif, yatsu b'nei me'eha v'loi nikvu. Now, there's a big tumult in the achrayinim. Ayin, for example, divri chamudes on the bottom of the rush, ois resh ayin dalet. Ayin also, truvis einig yantif, chelik yerideya simen ayin dalet. And other achrayinim as well. As to this that it says, that if it's yatsu b'nei me'eha, that it's kosher, does that mean, even in a case where the b'nei me'ayim are still bachutz, b'shas t'shchita, that it's also kosher? Or that just means that if at some point in the life of this oif, the b'nei me'ayim went out, if afterwards you put them back into the oif, then it's going to be kosher. Rabu Bazeh Ashitas, in this inyan, and in the beer of the hemshek of the entire sugya, I'm going to say over the mahalach in the sugya, based on the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Memvav. And he starts off with Divrei HaRambam, in Yarech Hazaki Hilchas Shechita Perek Vav Halachat Hazvav, and also in the Pirush HaMishnayis on this Mishnah, that's Mavur, that the reason why by Yatsub Bnei Me'eha the Eif is kosher is because it's Ra'oi to be returned back inside the Eif. That means to say that Lu Yitzuyer, the Yatsub Bnei Me'eha, the Eif, and that it's permanent and it can't be returned back into the Eif, that would have either be a Treifa. The animal cannot live like that. But being that usually it could be returned, therefore the klal is Yatsub Bnei Me'eha, that it's kosher. And this that it could be returned could either be biyadayim, if you know how to do it, or sometimes the Bnei Me'ayim could return back into the Eif by itself, in the Gemara B'Saifa Amud, in regards to a person. So we have a situation where if it's Yatsu Bnei Me'eha, if it's in a matziv where it's going to remain that way, and we can't return it back into the Eif, that's avada going to be a treifa. But because of the fact that it is returnable, that makes that it's not a treifa. L'chayra, this is daimit to the musik that we found earlier, Adaf Nun Dalit, that if it's badli sama chaya, in a case where if there is a sam, you could heal it, the Gemara is mavor that it's not a treifa. That means something that has a hechatimta of being healed and being brought back to its original state doesn't have a din of a treifa. So to hear, as long as the matzav is that you could put the Bnei Me'ayim back in, it's not a treifa. Even though presently, b'shas shechita, you did not yet return it to its place, the etzem fact that it's roi makes that it doesn't have a din of a treifa. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Leishanu alash lehipech ben, aval hipech ben treifa. That means if Lu Yitzir, they were mahapech, they turned over the Bnei Me'ayim, ba'ifin that it's not in the original Seder, then avad it's going to be a treifa. Now the Rambam and Rashi are chaylik as to how to learn pshat in this Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan is makdim. The reason why Rashi and the Rambam have to be maisif of pshat more than what's mefurish in the Gemara is because the Be'emes, the Gemara kipshutai is very shver. If we're talking about a situation where the Bnei Me'ayim are bachutz, like the Mashmais of the Mishnah of Yotzu Bnei Me'ayim, that he did not return the Bnei Me'ayim, and it's just that it's right to be returned, so who cares if it's hipach ben? At this point that it's michutz of the guf of the oif, it doesn't make a difference what order they're in, and avada it shouldn't be a treifa, even if it's hipach ben. Therefore, Rashi and the Rambam, Be'achreich, are forced to be meisef of pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, with the Maschel hipach ben, kishechnisan l'toichai hipach al yoyne l'tachtisoi, or hich levzulamala vzulamata. Rashi is being mefarish that in the course of trying to heal the oif, the person who be a dying put it back into the oif, switched around the order, turned it over, or put the lamala lamata lamata lamala, then the halacha is going to be that it's a treifa. That means if he did not return it back to the oif and it's still bachutz, even if currently when it's bachutz it's not in the right order, that doesn't make a difference because it's still roi lahachzir. A person, a bucky, could come and return it in the proper order, and then it would live. So currently now also, because it's roi to have a tikkun, it's not going to have a din treifa. But if he does return it into the guf of the animal in the wrong tzura, now it's like that permanently, the halach is going to be, it's a treifa. And to that, the Gemara brings a makar from the pasuk, hu asecha ve'echay nenecha, which the Gemara learns out, she'em nepach achas man, eni yachal lichyais, the fact that the organs inside are nehepach, they're in the wrong order, the halach is going to be that it's a treifa because it's eino yochal lichyos. Now, Taisus v'divrei Maschil Aval is nisayrer. We cannot possibly learn, like the Mashmais of the Gemara, that the hipuch itself is a siba that should be a treifa. Because in Cain, it should come out that we have another treifa on the list of the yudchas treifas, so it should be yudchas treifas. Therefore, Taisus is masbir, bechlal nekuvei demasnisanu. It's included in the din of nekev, nikuv bnei me'ayim. The time of Mishum Desaifai Li Nakev Vili Rakev. The Taisla Rosh says Desaifai Li Rakev Vili Nakev. But Akapanim, through the fact that it's the wrong order, that's going to cause wear and tear in the Bnei Me'ayim, and it's going to make a hole, and it's Treifa Midin Nikev. That's the Pshat in Shitas Rashi and Shitas Ataisus. However, the Rambam that we mentioned in Yad Chazaki, Hilchos Shechita Perek Vav, Halachat Hazvav, and in Pirush HaMishnayos, he says, "Vizel l'shayne in hilchas shechita, im nishapchu avu bishalay nikvu treifa, shei efsher sheyachzeru kamais shahayu achar shenishapchu ve'ena chaya." That means to say, even if it's nishapich when it's still bachutz, which is the pashtus of the case of Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that's also going to be a treifa, because once it's nishapich bachutz, It's impossible to be machzer the Bnei Ma'ayim back into the guf of the Eif, that they should be back to their original Seder. So it comes out, one of two things is going to remain. Either the Bnei Ma'ayim will remain bachutz, or if you try to put the Bnei Ma'ayim back inside, either manually or automatically, they're not going to be in the proper Seder. Ve'ein achaya can't live like that, like the Gemara learns out from Hu'asacha ve'echayin enecha. Therefore, it's going to have a din of a treifa. So which treifa is this according to the Rambam? L'chayre, it turns out that it's a tziruf of two things. If you're going to be machzer the Bnei Ma'ayim back into the guf of the oif, it's not going to be in the proper Seder, and it's ein achaya. So the problem is going to be mitzad the fact that it's not in the proper Seder. There, it's going to be a treifa, like the Gemara learns out from Hu'asacha ve'echayin enecha. And the pshat is going to be, like Taisus says, l'chayre, because it's soifai linakev. Aydilma, we can say that it's even worse than that. That maybe immediately it's going to die. V'chein mashman, the lashon of the riff on this Gemara, that says, miyad humeis. It's going to die immediately. And if you leave it to be bachutz, so it's not going to have the problem of it being in the wrong Seder, what renders it a treifa is mitzad the fact that it's michutz of the oif. That itself makes it a treifa. And the chayre, the treifus, is because ein lecha nitel gadol mizeh. Any bnei me'ayim which remain michutz of the guf of the oif, it's as if they're nitel. And it turns out that in this hechatimtze, it isn't anymore a treifus which has a tikkun and a refuah by putting it back in, because being that putting it back in, shaleka seder, adrabah, miyad humeis, so the fact that it's out of the animal presently is a treifus she'ein le'takana, and it's going to be included in the treifus of nitel. Adkan this shtickel, and adkan this shir to Masechta Chulin, daf nun vav.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.